This was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. It is September the 6th. You know, September 6th. You know, Labor Day's gone. We're into the rush for Christmas. And it's just, tomorrow we're going to be putting on, we'll probably be having Thanksgiving, or I can get Bob to take off his mask because Halloween is not here yet, but who knows. Hey, our phone line's here, 530-605-4567. And our chat room's at KCNR1460.com. Just hop in. You don't have to do anything. Just put your name there. And good morning, Savannah.
Good morning, Carl.
You having a good one?
Mm-hmm.
I know you were here last night. You had a big night last night.
I did.
You did? Family's all in town.
Huh? Uh-huh. Well, they're leaving today.
They're leaving today. See, I didn't get a chance. I know Linda. Met every one of them last night. So she told me you had a wonderful family.
Yeah. They are wonderful. I'm very blessed.
Oh. And let me see. What else today? Well, what are we doing with weather?
Well, currently it is 67 degrees, and it's going to get to about 92 and be nice and sunny. Tomorrow is going to be a high of 95, sunny and clear, and then Sunday will be a high of 99, so it'll be really hot on Sunday.
Okay, it's going to be warming up. And speaking of warming up, we have our Wells Fargo advisors here with our Market Minute, Chris Lasondek. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're 30 minutes or so into the last trading session of the week, and the markets are in negative territory. Currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 120 points at 14,817. The S&P 500 down 8 points at 1647, while the NASDAQ Composite's off 32 points at 3627. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 125 million shares. Looking at the most active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, General Electric down 13 cents at $23.03, Ford's down 40 cents at $16.90, Bank of America off a nickel at $14.32, while Nokia's down 6 cents at $5.43. Of local interest, PG&E up 43 cents at $41.28, Safeway down 23 cents at $25.70, Harley-Davidson down 87 cents at $61.41, and North Valley Bank is up 17 cents at $19.20. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.89%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.45%. Oil is up $1.03 a barrel at $109.40, and precious metals are higher, with gold up $22.47 at $13.89.20. Well, silver's up 68 cents at $23.83. This is Chris Lasondek of the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 243-7561. As you listen to Chris, you understand is that they are staying on top of everything and can help guide you through this, through this up and down of Wall Street. Gosh, Savannah, here's what we have going today. We've got, Haven Humane, and Spencer's gonna be in here in a second with this really interesting dog. Have you seen?
I saw it.
It's a cross, but we'll talk about that. Then we're going to have, authors on today talking about, there is a consequence for things that you do. The science of consequences. Dr. Susan Schneider, we're going to be talking to her. And then, of course, Congressman Doug LaMalfa at 8 o'clock. We've got a full day today. And in between, we've got a bunch of things to talk about. So we'll be right back. Carl Lundebot, KCNR, 1460.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
Come and get it. This Sunday, Lake Redding Park will again be ablaze as those crazy yellow-shirted Asphalt Cowboys fire up the barbecues for their annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue Feast. You're invited to join 7,000 of your closest friends and neighbors for food, the fun, and plenty of entertainment. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, milk, or coffee. Whether you choose to make this lunch or dinner, eat it there, or use the convenient drive-thru, your participation will support the annual tradition of Rodeo Week activities put on by the Zany Asphalt Cowboys. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. This Sunday, eat a great meal, support a great cause, and make an Asphalt Cowboy a happy guy. Heck, let's make them all happy. Tickets are $7 in advance and can be purchased at Lulu's Restaurant, San Francisco Deli, the Paint Marts in Redding and Anderson, or from any Asphalt Cowboy. $8 the day of the barbecue. It all happens at Lake Redding Park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. this Sunday. Come and get it.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is... Somebody just turned me off. You turned me off. Why'd you do that? Javin.
My brain.
Well, a lot of people would probably like to do what you... You know, I can't even begin to count the number of people who wish they had that button. You know? So we're over in the city, the county, the paper, who knows, other places too. You just got to know that President Obama wishes he had that button now and then he could push. It's 7:14 in the morning, and we have Spencer from Haven Humane here.
Good morning.
Good morning. And you have a different dog.
I do. I have a very unique dog. I brought with me this morning Hope. Hope is a solid white 4-year-old standard poodle Great Pyrenees mix.
Okay. Now, right now, Hope is staring at Just Bob because, I don't know, they were staring at each other, and I'm not sure who started this. Okay, now this dog is about, what?
I would say she's about 60 pounds. She's a little underweight. She's on the skinny side.
Yeah, if you know the Great Pyrenees, they have that beautiful coat, white coat.
They do. They have it's about 3 to 4 inch long coat on them, and it is the solid white, big fluffy dogs, and when Hope came to us, she wasn't white at all. She was actually kind of a reddish tan color all over her whole body. It took our groomers almost a full day of grooming her and shaving her down to get her as pretty as she is now.
Oh, okay, and that's because she was just dirty?
And I mean, she is a little bit on the skinny side, so she probably wasn't in the best home before she came to us.
Well, Hope is very quiet, and how does Hope handle on the leash? She's just sitting here kind of looking around.
Hope handles perfect on a leash. I couldn't ask for a better dog on a leash. She's a little bit scared loading up into vehicles, but other than that, she's just all around great. I mean, if you're looking for a dog that's just going to sit around your house and be a companion when you need a little bit of, an extra friend, this is the dog for you. She won't be destructive of your house or anything like that. She'll just lay there and, be happy with the occasional petting.
And a healthy dog?
And, she is very healthy.
And does she, would she be the kind that if somebody was trying to get in your yard or something, she, you know, you think that she would take possession enough to bark and those kind of things?
I'm sure that she would. It would just take her time to adjust to her new environment and learn that that's
so
her area.
So what do you rate her for?
We have Hope rated for a home with kids over the 8 and over.
Okay.
Which is really good. You know, she's a real tolerant dog. She's just a little bit on the larger
side. Yeah, so, if you had a 3-year-old and she was walking by, not meaning to, could
easily
knock,
plow
could
him
her
over, yes.
Yeah, I mean, she's tall, but she's not that heavy. And she's got a very bright look on her face. And right now, she's just really interested in what's happening around here. You know, some of the dogs just kind of look around and, you know, they could care less.
But I think she thinks Bob's her new friend.
I think so. In fact, Bob has made a new friend. It's a hope. And Bob needs all the hope he can get. So maybe we can work something out here. Okay, how do we get Hope?
Well, you could come down to the shelter at 7449.
Are you going to change by any, are you going to bring in change next week by any chance? So you can have Hope and change?
We need both of those.
No. We've had change.
Oh.
Okay. But we need more Hope. Maybe you can get two Hopes out here. Okay. All right. How do we get Hope?
They could come down to the shelter at 7449 East Side Road, or you could give us a call at 241-1653.
Right now, Bob and Hope are bonding right here. Maybe Bob will just take Hope home with him today.
She's hopeful.
Spencer, thank you so much. Again, another great dog. It's just, I tell you what, this dog is absolutely calm. Sitting here, he's watching, looking around. I like that in a dog. And Hope's looking at Bob. So maybe we can work something out here later. But you want a good dog. A dog's a beautiful dog too, and it's a different looking dog. I think that this is, really quiet. It's not pulling or anything. It's
and
just
she's
here.
Very unique.
She is unique. Okay, head on down to Haven Humane, and let's keep our 100% going here.
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Carl and the Bot, KCNR, 1460. Head on down or give Haven Humane a phone call because this is really a nice dog. We'll be right back.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies. The possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
This is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
High school football kicks off this Friday night right here on KCNR 1460. Join me, Nate Abarea, as the Shasta Wolves take on the West Valley Eagles from historic Thompson Field in Redding. Tune your radios to 1460 AM with the hard-hitting action beginning at 7:05. It's the debut of Friday Night Football, the Shasta Wolves, and the West Valley Eagles on Redding's new home for high school football, KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, it is 7:21, 67 degrees out there, and this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, of course, it's going to be start getting cooler now, but you still need, you want that morning coffee at Espresso Joe's. And then they go next door and they will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Gosh, a lot of things going on. Tomorrow, Debbie Sprague is giving a lecture, or she's doing a book signing at Barnes & Noble for A Stranger in My Bed at 1 o'clock at Barnes & Noble. This is author of The Stranger in My Bed, 8 Steps to Taking Your Life Back from the Contagious Effects of Your Veteran's Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder. Of course, the 61st Annual Asphalt Cowboys Barbecue is going to be on Sunday out at Lake Redding Park, as it always is. And you can eat there, take out. It goes from, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. I'm sorry, 6 p.m. 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. The barbecue for the 61st Annual Asphalt Cowboys Barbecue. There's so many things going on. Botel family, if you remember them, they were in Lassen Park a couple of years ago, and their children were standing on a wall. The wall collapsed. The boy was killed, 10 years old. His sister was badly injured. As it turns out, as they're saying, they filed a wrongful death suit. And you think about it, you think, oh well, that's a terrible accident. Well, it was more than that. Lassen Park had been neglectful or negligent in fixing the wall that they were sitting on. It was a proven fact. And so the family said, you guys are not treating us fairly here, and they put a suit against them. Good for them. The thing about it is this, and this is the part that was not addressed about the suit, and we don't know what's going to happen, is the park tried to say you can't be sued under federal law. However, a federal judge said the park had failed to follow its own safety maintenance program. He ruled the park had been negligent, and he agreed that the federal law didn't shield the park because of that. They also found out is that the park's administration, and this is the woman in charge, had ordered its staff to cut from a report strong language about the wall's hazardous conditions. He also found the park failed to keep appropriate documentation and may have shredded relevant documents to this case. Not only that, but they went back and rebuilt it before it could be investigated. So, here's my question is, you can't replace a child killed by through the negligence of another group of people. But what happened to the person in charge that did all this stuff? Redacted the information, rebuilt the wall before it could be investigated, ordered people to lie. Whatever happened to that person? And were they fired? Are they going to go to court? Are there charges against them for this? Or is this person just going to walk away? I'd like to find that out. Maybe that's one of the things we need to be looking at this week. And he's speaking about, then you go into whistleblowers. There was a gentleman by the name of Michael Brown who set up a $500,000 plus whistleblower lawsuit against REU, saying that REU did not follow the rules in buying natural gas. And this came up, I thought, several months ago. And it was a front page story, and everybody pretty much slammed Michael Brown. The REU said he is not a person they wanted to work with them. They were going to fire him, and that he's angry about it, and this kind of everything was poo-pooed, and then it went away. Well, now it goes to court so we can see. And if indeed he was a whistleblower, or if indeed he is a person that was not quite all there when he was making all these allegations, or he was just wrong about the allegations and did not understand how the system worked. We'll be getting into that, I'm sure, as we go on. It seems like there's a lot of lawsuits, going on these last few weeks. But I guess that's what people do.
is get into lawsuits if they can't figure it out. Mitigation, leaving, you know, you can kind of like, when you get into large lawsuits, the lawyers take over. And when that happens, does it become their client's best interest? Or does it become just something that, you know, is the information they're giving their clients the very best, or is it something that, can drag on when it doesn't have to at times? And I guess it's just men and women of honor that you want to end it quick and you want to do the best for your client. But I can't help but think when you're getting up into some of these cases that when they go on and on and on, and when you think it's about to be settled and something else happens, another point of order, how does that work? Is it right for their client? And again, not in every case. There's many, many, many honorable lawyers out there. My sister has been practicing law for over 30 years. So I have no doubt that, that she has been honorable, as most are. Anyway, okay. The latest in the economy. When you start seeing things, when it says, gosh, the unemployment rate went down, at the same time the unemployment rate went down, we're starting to see the fact is that more and more people are not even looking for work anymore. Not even looking for work anymore, which then drags down lowers the people looking for jobs, so the unemployment rate. I think that when that happens, that, you know, when they said if you add back the people in that just stop looking for work, our unemployment rate is over 10%. These figures that they keep trotting out every week, to me, are just bogus figures. Why don't you just say the real figures, this is how many people lost their jobs. This is how many people stopped looking for work because they can't find work. And talk about that. And how about this? They just released the figures, is that ownership for Black Americans is the lowest it's been in 20 years. The lowest it's been in 20 years. Let's go to the phones. Daniel.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm fine, Daniel. What's up?
Just real quick question, talking about lawyers. You know, when they get in there, it's most of the time it's not about the truth. It's about who can tell the best story.
Well, that may be, but you would also like to think is that there's truth to this, and there's a legal way, I guess. There's, you know, through the laws, you know, the legality of it, but there's also, you know, something called justice, and are they both served with a court case? You know, you may follow the law, but is it truly just the things that people do to each other?
Yeah. I'm still with you. You know, it's just too darn bad that we can't get back to the old days where the man's word is the man's word and you can settle it on a handshake.
Yeah, that would be nice. I don't think that that's happened. You know what? You can do that. You know what? You can still do that. You can do that in some areas when it comes to certain deals and people you know. Yeah, you know what? You can shake hands on it. Anything else, I would say have it signed, notarized, and have your lawyer look at it. Especially,
yeah. Unfortunately, we've wandered away from honor too much. I came from the culture of the military where honor still held something there.
Yeah, and you know what? You hope it does, because your life and the lives of the other people around you depend on you doing what you're supposed to do when you're supposed to do it. And keeping the faith with the other people. It's not written. I mean, yeah, there's, you know, there's, oh, well, all the rules. Well, it's not written that, oh, this is what you have to do. This is, you know, you have to keep faith with your brothers and sisters out there. But you do. And it's too bad is that we've gotten to the point in our society where we hand this off. We let things happen. We have a terrible accident up in this park, and it was terrible. But then to hide it and try to hide it and shred documents and tell people to lie and this whole thing, what's the purpose behind that is to save your ass. And they threw that little boy under the train. And I just, you know, and that is tragic. But the more tragic aspect of this would be is if whoever did that, whoever's in charge of that, we'll go back and research that, gets away with this and nothing happens. After the federal judges said, hey, you guys opened yourself up to a lawsuit because of the things you did. Anyway, we got to run, Daniel. Thanks. And, okay, we're going to have Dr. Susan Schneider on as soon as we get back on the science of consequences. We'll be right back.
From the Fox Business Network, U.S. employers added 169,000 jobs in August, missing the estimate for 180,000. The unemployment rate fell to 7.3% from 7.4%, the lowest rate in nearly 5 years, but it fell because more Americans stopped looking for work and were no longer counted as unemployed. Ford is now disputing reports that CEO Alan Mulally, who helped save the second largest U.S. automaker, may step down sooner than planned. A Ford spokesman said there is no change to what the company announced in November, that Mulally plans to continue to serve as Ford's president and CEO through at least 2014. And more American households have dropped landline phone services driven by younger Americans relying on their cell phones. The Wall Street Journal, citing Census Bureau data, reports just under 71% of households had landlines in 2011, down from just over 96% 15 years ago. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Joe Linkent.
Here's an OTC business profile from SpotlightStock.com. Refill Energy, ticker symbol REFG. Refill Energy is expanding the legitimate market for medical marijuana by providing supply and distribution technology mandated by many of the states that have legalized it. REFG's technology ensures regulation compliance, allowing producers and providers to meet growing demands. REFG has potential for growth. Talk to your broker about Refill Energy or enter ticker symbol REFG. See SpotlightStock.com for full disclaimer.
This is Ted Leidy, Senior Instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. It's summertime and it's getting hot and dry at our favorite local ranges. When practicing with your personal protection firearm, ensure you carefully monitor your impact areas for fire. Always carry a fire extinguisher and cell phone in case of emergency. Call NorCal Firearms Instruction at 999-1822 for all of your CCW, basic firearm safety training, and private instruction. You can also visit us online at NorCalFI.com. This is Ted Leidy and I'll see you at the range.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot. And in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
It's going to be a damn good celebration, and you're all invited. 75 years ago, thousands of hard-working men and women traveled to Shasta County to be a part of building the second largest dam in the country. Join us as we honor and celebrate these dam builders and their families who forever changed California and the way we live today. They came to build a dam and stayed to build a community. You won't want to miss the fun September 14th through the 21st as the whole community comes together to commemorate Shasta Dam's 75 years. The week-long party will include a fun run up the dam, night tours with a special film showing in the auditorium, the Shasta Lakes Lion Club Show and Shine, monolith tours at the Turtle Bay Exploration Park, a human number 75 on the dam aerial photo will be taken, barbecues with live music, the dam workers reunion luncheon, and so much more. There is something for the whole family. You will want to get all the details at our website, ShastaDam75.org, or give us a call at 276-2037. Happy anniversary, Shasta Dam.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, you know, it's Friday, and Linda's working last night on the spot with Linda Bott, and so she's off today. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff at Crackmaster can do things other shops can't offer with windshields. He can fix small chips up to and cracks up to over 24 inches in length. That's right. From a little bitty chip to over 24 inches in length, he guarantees his work, which other people cannot do. And he's located at 3208 Market Street in Redding. Jeff Wurst of Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Give him a call at 241-8373. We're having a couple of problems right now in getting our guest on the line. It seems to be going into a going into the nether world here when we're calling him. So we'll go on, do other things right now. We're going to have Doug Lamoff on at 8 o'clock. And the congressman, of course, is, you know, with all this thing that's going on in Syria, a lot of questions about what's happening in Syria. Which way are they going to vote? I can't remember this, you know, so much has been written in, you know, such a short period of time over this. You know, even to the point where President Obama says, I didn't draw the red line. The world drew the red line. Well, of course, everybody knows that that's not true. I mean, he can talk about how internationally people were not, you know, the international community, which said that you cannot use these. But it wasn't him that specifically drew that or said that. Even though that everybody knows he did. I mean, we have, you know, he said it. His own people said he said it. That, but then it goes on beyond even that, and. What kind of coalition is there, or should there even be a coalition when we move forward with this? And I think we will. Okay, it appears that we have our good doctor on the line, Dr. Schneider. Good morning.
Good morning.
We were sorry, but we were having a little problems here with our studio phones for some reason. It wasn't going through. But it sounds like we got you now.
I am so glad.
Dr. Susan Schneider, who is going to be in Reading tomorrow at Haven Humane, and you're going to be talking about the science of consequences or other things.
Absolutely, and some of the implications for people who have animals or just who love animals.
Now, I understand that you're a biopsychologist and a naturalist, and I know that you've taught at so many different places and visiting scholars. You're currently a visiting scholar at the University of Pacific, is that correct?
That is correct, in Stockton.
Okay. And you've been a professor at San Olaf College, Auburn University, Florida International University, and a visiting research fellow at the University of Auckland. So you've been doing this for a while, Doctor.
I have indeed. It's been a lot of fun. I've had a chance to teach a lot of different classes and do research in a number of different areas and get to learn about the wide range of this science and related sciences.
In your book, The Science of Consequences, How They Affect Genes, Change the Brain, and Impact Our World, is it's not just on people, but it's also the behavior of not just humans, but other animals, too. From,
exactly.
From bugs to bonobos? Bonobos? What's a bonobo? I'm not sure what that is.
Right, and I had trouble learning how to pronounce that, too. I gather it's supposed to be bonobo. They used to be called pygmy chimpanzees.
Oh, you're so, okay, yeah.
Exactly. Yes, because so many species learn from consequences. Even bugs do. It's such a very useful skill to have, of course.
Well, you know, when we say learn from consequences, isn't this something that, I mean, it's like if you put your finger in the fire, you're not supposed to do that. Is that part of this?
Absolutely, it works with negative things as well as positive things. And if you can't learn not to avoid putting your finger in the fire, then you're in trouble.
From going through your book, I got the book earlier this week, and I've been reading it, and I've got little pages dog marked all over here, but.
Oh.
I mean, you know what, as much as people may think, I can read, and I do understand words. When we start talking about, but you talk about this one part here, and you know what, before I get to that, let me ask you, why did you write this book? because this is a fascinating book, and on how people and animals interact, and how you can train your animals, or they don't even from zoo animals to your own pet.
Yes, very much so, and of course, how we can ourselves learn how to do better at accomplishing long-delayed goals, for example, which can be hard to do because those delayed consequences don't have as much value as immediate consequences. So, I mean, there's just so many aspects to it, but you're exactly right. It has so many applications. It learning from consequences does change your brain. It activates genes and all this as part of the larger nature-nurtured system. And I saw this as I developed my career, and I saw that there was no book that covered the whole range of the science and its applications. And some of my colleagues also said, gee, someone ought to write a book like this. And I never, ever thought it would be me, Mr. Bob. But somehow I ended up doing it, and it did take over 10 years, and I can't believe it's really out.
Well, you know, it's like you said, you know, consequences are everywhere. They affect everybody. But we got to take a quick break. When we come back, let's start talking about specifics. You know, one of the things that I was really enthralled with was the fact that animals in the zoo, were usually restrained or drugged or other things happening to them. It's really raised their stress level to have simple things done to take care of them. And you've addressed that in the book, and what people are doing to drop the stress on everybody.
Exactly.
We'll talk about that and then a couple other subjects here when we come back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR, 1460.
At Cypress or Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. If you bring in your recent eye exam receipt, we'll subtract the cost of your eye exam up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses. Plus, we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer and not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see the store for details. Cypress or Eyes has same-day service, precision crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast service and reasonably priced eyewear and veterans discounts are our specialty. At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools, we accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
If you're looking for a new home, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. And now through September 30th, we're waiving the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications. To learn more, call or stop by your local North Valley branch or home loan center today. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-642-8896. 1-800-642-8896. That's 1-800-642-8896. 1-800-642-8896.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl in the bot. 67 degrees out there. I think it's getting a bit up in the 90s today. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors, your local Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Dodge, and Ford dealership. What can I say? They're your neighbors making great deals for you. Their service department is just outstanding. How do you get there? Head on down to 555 Cypress Avenue. You can't miss them. They cover up half the block there, and they should because they are selling a lot of cars. Have everything for anybody. Give them a call at 223-2177, Redding Crown Motors. Our guest is Dr. Susan Schneider, and we're talking about her book, The Science of Consequences, How They Affect Genes, Change Your Brain, and Impact Our World. Good morning, and thank you for joining us today.
It's a great pleasure, Mr. Bach.
Well, you know what? Call me Carl because that gives me positive reinforcement. Otherwise, I kind of take a step back and go, I've offended her.
Please feel free to call me Susan. I know what you mean.
Okay, Susan. You're going to be here tomorrow at Haven Humane at about 1 p.m., and you're going to be talking about the science of consequences and how this affects your animals.
I'm looking forward to it.
Well, now, one of the things you said in there is that how you help or how animals in the zoo, endangered species, and how this type of training and how this the idea of consequences and training can make their lives better.
Indeed, and in fact, these positive reinforcement methods based on the science are endorsed by the Association of Zoos and Aquariums, the ASPCA, the Humane Society, etc. And the way that animals used to be given medical tests, for example, at the zoo, did not take advantage of what we know, so that, as you mentioned previously, they might have to be restrained. That was stressful. Monkeys used to be given blood tests by having a keeper just go in and hold on to the animal while it was kicking and screaming, and another keeper would jab it with the needle, and the stress hormone levels would shoot up, and no one had any fun at all. And instead, we can use what we know to train a signal, so when the monkeys hear that, they learn that if they go to the side and present their legs freely, they will get rewarded in some way, and it doesn't even have to be food. A variety of positive reinforcers will work, and they get pressure from a needle, but it doesn't actually break the skin. And then once they're used to, coming when they hear the signal, you can occasionally give them a real blood test, and it's no problem. And they've verified that the stress hormone levels do not go up anymore, and the keepers like this a lot better, too.
Well, it's at different types of responses. Like, you can even train. This thing that I found was, in your book, is that loggerhead sea turtles could be taught to go to a certain area just by pointing a laser and it's on a reward system. When we start talking on how this works then with people, one of the examples in the book, how the students taught the teacher how to speak a little bit louder, but
yes.
can you tell our audience what happened there?
Certainly. That process is called shaping. It means that you reward approximations to a target behavior. You just gradually move the behavior along, basically, by an example of the students and the teacher. Without the teacher's awareness, when the teacher started speaking a little more loudly, the students all paid a lot more attention and smiled, and then, okay, things would go back to normal for a while, and then they'd wait till the teacher started speaking even more loudly until they would do the same thing. And, again, one of the neat things about consequences is that they act even when we're not aware of them sometimes. There's research showing this. And, later on, of course, the students told the teacher what they had been doing, and he had not been aware of it, but he certainly did respond.
And it worked.
It worked, yeah. And you could use the same method, of course, to get the teacher to speak more quietly instead of more loudly, or to go to one side of the room and stay there. And people have done those kinds of experiments. It's kind of fun. Of course, shaping in real life has much more important applications, such as when I talk about this new treatment for stroke, where you're building on people's residual motion in an afflicted arm, for example, after a stroke, with systematic shaping techniques using positive reinforcement from the science. It's called constraint-induced movement therapy, so that they can start using their afflicted arm more. And this is now a therapy considered revolutionary by the American Stroke Association. Lots of randomized clinical trials on this, and it's an exciting new development that takes advantage of our brain plasticity as well as the science of consequences.
Our brain can be trained. We can train people. Can we train people to do almost anything? If we find the right shaper?
Certainly there are some limits, but, you know, there's not as many as we used to think. Just like there's a lot more flexibility in the brain than the neuroscientists used to think. We can, and like at the zoo again, we can train these animals, even dangerous animals, to cooperate with medical care and provide enrichment in ways that we never used to think. There really are wonderful, empowering possibilities everywhere we look.
Great. Hey, look, Susan, I'm going to take another quick break. When we come back, people are talking, you know, when you're training animals, they use the clicker approach. And one of the things that somebody, you know, and a lot of traditional trainers change from restraint and punitive to training in a positive sense. And the example they use for the woman that changed over to the clicker training, how she got her puppy taught him like 6 things to do in 10, you know, in a half an hour based
That's
on clicker.
And
how you can change your animal's behavior, which I'm, you know, when you're coming up to talk to Haven Humane, changing animal behavior from something that's negative to positive. Can we address that when we come back?
I would love to.
All right. Our guest, Dr. Susan Schneider, the author of The Science of Consequences. You can get this book. You can get it through where?
It's available in a number of bookstores and online through the usual retail places.
Okay. I have looked through every chapter, and there is something I think in every chapter that is just fascinating. We'll be right back after these messages.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in suburbia?
Yeah, Drake, it's so relaxing just soaking up the sun, watching neighbors be neighborly.
Speaking of neighborly, did you see Mr. Jones yesterday morning? He picked up Mr. Brown's paper and delivered it right to his doorstep. Now that's being a good neighbor.
Hey, Drake, you see what I'm seeing?
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy, Mr. Jones is ready to wash his car right there in the driveway.
Look at all that soap.
That would make a great bubble bath.
No, that's a problem. Soap suds won't evaporate, and we'll end up in the river next time it rains.
Oh, wait. It's cool. He's washing his car on the gravel so the soap doesn't go in the storm drain.
Humans. Who knew they were so smart?
It's true. Storm drains flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants, like soap suds, can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, 70 degrees out there. 605-4567 is our number. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. It's going to be hot this weekend. And as, even though it tapers off, that is the time to get your heaters looked at. And Martin and his crew can go out there thoroughly professional. Any type of system. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day for emergencies, they are there for you. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website, homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. Our guest is Dr. Susan Schneider and her book, The Science of Consequences, How They Affect Genes, Change the Brain, and Impact Our World. Don't, you know, get past that one because we're talking about things that happen every day and how you can shape the, how you can shape the lives of your children, your loved ones, and your pets. And good morning, Susan, and welcome back again.
Thank you so much, Carl.
Hey, we have a caller on the line. Don, good morning. Do you have a question for, the doctor? Hello, Don?
Hello.
Don, do you have a question?
I do. We have a 5-year-old Chihuahua dachshund, and, well, he's housebroken, but we'll in the bedroom and find out he's pooped in the hall or our bedroom, and we don't understand what's going on and why he's doing this.
I don't know if you heard that, Susan.
I'm afraid I didn't get all of it.
Well, it's how do you change behavior in an animal? Essentially, is what he was saying. Don, you're cutting out. But essentially, what he said was dog's house broken, but. Well, then go to the bathroom in the hallway. I mean, I don't know if you get down to that point, but that was his question.
Okay. Thank you so much. Yes, and I can say there are certified animal trainers who would know an array of methods to help with this. But basically, the fundamental idea is to catch them being good and to try and set up opportunities for the animal to eliminate, you know, in the yard or on walks and such in appropriate places, and really reward that, and then make sure that the animal does have enough opportunities to do so. Yeah, that really is strange. You know, most dogs, once they are housebroken, are very good about sticking to a schedule and not, you know, eliminating in the house. But there could be a lot of reasons why that could happen, and including medical reasons. So that's something I would recommend to the caller, too, that perhaps a vet could take a look and rule that possibility out. And then it's a matter of determining, well, when does it happen and what the possible causes might be and how can you reinforce, appropriate behavior, basically.
Susan, let's go into the – we've only got like 3 minutes left. The clicker training.
Yes.
This has become so huge, and how does that work?
Oh, yes. Well, the idea is that the clicker provides a sound that is quite obvious and immediate and noticeable. And so when you are training a dog, for example, to do something like sit, then as soon as the dog actually is sitting, and even maybe not quite before the end of the sitting process there, you give the click, having previously trained the dog that whenever she or he hears the click, that she will get some more powerful reinforcer immediately afterward. It doesn't have to be food, but that frequently, of course, is what is used. So the clicker sound itself becomes a reward because it's a signal that this other reward is going to be following. And you can deliver it so quickly that the timing is right, because timing is very important. You know, we're talking split seconds sometimes when people are training their dogs to, in something like agility training, you know, they do the obstacles and all that. Great fun to watch and great fun to do. And so it's a bridge, is how the animal trainers talk about it. And then you can give it at any time, and you can shape the animal for whatever behavior that it's learning.
Okay. All right. We've been talking to Dr. Susan Schneider, and who likes to be called Susan. She's going to be in town tomorrow at Haven Humane at 1 p.m. She's going to talk about her book, The Science of Consequences, but shaping your animals and the training aspects of it. And, you know, we need to have you back on again so we can talk about how do we train our mates? And is it clicker or is it something like diamonds? Which works better, or is it both?
I think a lot of consequences in between those two levels work too, but seriously, you know, trying to remember to appreciate the things your partner does, and not just taking people for granted, that's an important message
We have to run. Dr. Susan Schneider, Haven Humane, 1 p.m. tomorrow. We'll talk about it a little bit after the break. Thanks so much, Susan, for being on the show.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
To attack Syria, President Obama says,
I intend to address the American people from the White House on Tuesday.
To further make the case to punish the regime for a chemical weapons attack on its own people. He says not acting will send a message to rogue nations and terrorists.
They can develop and use weapons of mass destruction. And not pay a consequence.
And he says most leaders at the G20 summit understand that. The president also met with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
It was a candid and constructive conversation.
Now, Russia's president has also had his say.
Russia's president here saying that their meeting was friendly and that he and President Obama listened to each other but continue to disagree and stick to their guns when it comes to Syria. Putin says the regime didn't do it.
Everything that happened with the use, around the use of chemical weapons, it is all provocation on the part of the militants who are expecting to get aid, to get support from outside, from those countries who support them.
Putin also saying that Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and his American counterpart will meet to try to find a diplomatic solution. In St. Petersburg, Jessica Gulliver, Fox News Radio.
Now, concern about what could happen if the U.S. strikes Syria has American diplomats being told to leave Lebanon, and U.S. citizens are being told they should go as well. The unemployment rate has gone down to 7.3%. It's the lowest level since December 2008, mainly because a lot of Americans dropped out of the workforce to the lowest labor participation rate in 35 years. There were 169,000 jobs created in the month of August. However, June and July's numbers of job creation were revised lower by a combined 74,000. On Wall Street, an hour ago, the Dow was down more than 100 points. Now, it is up 9. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
A teenager already facing terror charges goes to federal court in Chicago today to face new allegations. Investigators say that while behind bars, Adele Daoud tried to arrange to kill an agent who prosecutors say played a role in the sting operation that led to Daoud's arrest in 2012. He won't have a lot of people crying at the funeral. Ariel Castro and the infamous Ohio kidnapper who killed himself in prison.
The family of Ariel Castro has claimed his body.
Whoever his legal next of kin is has signed the proper paperwork, and I am not sure of who exactly the funeral home they are working with to pick him up.
Franklin County Coroner Dr. Jan Gorniak says the body will likely be returned today. The family is said to be planning a private funeral in Cleveland. Castro hanged himself with a bedsheet in his prison cell Tuesday night. He had served a month of a life sentence for holding three women and a child he fathered with one of them inside his home for a decade. In Columbus, Ohio, Matt Bruning, Fox News Radio.
Dead woman walking away maybe in Arizona today, where an inmate on death row for more than 20 years could be freed if Deborah Milkey can post a $250,000 bond. She was convicted in the murder of her 4-year-old son, but a judge has ordered a retrial, saying there's no direct evidence linking Milkey to the death. NASA is getting ready for a moon launch.
NASA scientists are counting down to the launch of the new Lunar Atmosphere and Dust Environmental Explorer, or LADY for short. The new probe is going to investigate the particles that surround the moon, something Apollo astronauts noticed caused a glow in their view from the moon's surface. Liftoff is expected to take place just before midnight Friday into Saturday Eastern. And unlike what we're used to, LADY will not depart Earth by way of Cape Canaveral, Florida. She's blasting off from NASA's Wallops Flight Facility on the shores of Virginia, not far from Chincoteague Island. Eben Brown, Fox News Radio.
The price of oil is also taking off this morning, up more than $1.50, back to about $110 a barrel. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and the Bot on KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. Linda's working last night, and Fridays are her mornings off. Our phone line's here at 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR 1460. We're looking for our guest today to be Congressman Doug LaMalfa. He's never missed yet with a phone call, and he's going to be calling in here in a few minutes. But let's go to our Wells Fargo advisors and hear what's going on with the market. Chris Lasondat. Good morning, Chris. Hello, Chris?
Yeah, Carl. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, we've just switched things over. Hey, Chris, what's happening in the market today?
Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into today's trading, and the markets have now moved into positive territory, where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 22 points at 14,959. The S&P 500 up 1 point at 1656, while the NASDAQ Composite's adding just about 9 points at 3667. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 206 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple's up $1.36 at $4.96.63, Microsoft adding 12 cents at $31.35, Facebook up $1.26 at $43.92, and Intel's up 16 cents at $22.76. Of local interest, Costco down 12 cents at $114.50, North Valley Bank down 3 cents at $19 even, Reading Bank of Commerce up 8 cents at $5.53, and Sturm Ruger down 32 cents at $54.69. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.9%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.45. Oil's up $1.56 a barrel at $109.94, and precious metals are higher. Gold up $19.21 at $13.86.20. Silver's up 60 cents at $23.75. This is Chris Lasondak of the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. You know, with all the things that are going on in the world that have an impact on the stock market, you need somebody that's following it and knows what they're talking about, and that's our Wells Fargo Advisors. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. Savannah, let's talk weather.
All right. Well, currently it is 70 degrees with a high of 92 today. Tomorrow will be sunny at 95, and Sunday will be hot of 99 degrees. Yeah. And I heard it's going to get up to 106 by Monday.
106 by Monday. Ooh. I tell you what. Hey, weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And of course, they're having their winemakers ball up there, or winemakers dinner up there, October 4th. And they have a number of things. Of course, it's always great dinner. It's always cooler up there too when you're up at Anselmo Vineyards. Great ambiance. 474-5546. You know, 106 degrees. I sleep good. How do you sleep at night, Savannah?
You know, I have a dinky little twin-size bed.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? I can't help it, but, you know, sleeping on Sleep Number is changed the way we sleep, Linda and I sleep. And because of the dual-air technology, we can have different firmness in the bed. Is your bed kind of like just you roll in the middle and you just stay there?
Yeah, kind of like a, I don't even know how to describe it. It kind of bows in.
Well, that's it. See, and that's one thing that never happens with your sleep number bed, because each side has their own number. Mine's 35 and Linda's is 45. But the thing is that you can change that setting anytime you want. If you had a tough day, maybe you want a softer setting or a more firm setting. But you can get that. You can adjust each side to your ideal level of comfort. And frankly, I'm sorry, Sabina, that you have one that makes you roll into the middle and just holds you there like a little cocoon. Mm-hmm. Like you're kind of sitting there like in the middle of a taco.
I know. I wish I did have a sleep number bed.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, you know what? People can just head on down to the sleep number store down in the Target shopping center next to the vitamin shop down there. This is the final day are their biggest sale of the year. Every sleep number bed is on sale. Every bed is on sale. Queen Mattress has now started just $5.99 plus special financing on all beds. And the sale ends this Sunday, day after tomorrow. So head on down, Target Shopping Center, and the right next to the vitamin shop down there, sleep number store. They're totally professional, and they'll help you out there. Our guest today is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. And good morning, Congressman.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir. How are you doing?
Hanging in there.
Well, we need to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back, and I want to talk to you about, there's this country that people seem to be talking about a lot lately named Syria. And I'd like to hear what your take is on this from the hallowed halls of Congress.
And we'll talk a lot about the United States, too.
Yes, sir. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR, 1460.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
Hey, this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing, and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. 8:13 in the morning. Our guest is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning, Carl.
How's it going back there?
Well, I'm out here.
Oh, you're out here. That's even better then, huh?
Obviously, we're keeping up with what's developing back there, but my first duty upon the plane landing on the 9th, when Congress is regularly scheduled to return, will be the security briefing, the intelligence briefing on what the Syria situation looks like. And so that will be where, you know, I know that's the big topic of the day or of the week or right now. And that's where I can formulate my final thoughts and needed information on what Syria really looks like in the context of this proposed strike or proposed intervention. And I have to keep in the back of my mind, or right up on a decision process, is that is as simple as a strike and then you walk away, because you know, the people receiving the strike are going to look at it as an act of war, and then what does that
imagine that.
What does that beget in the future as far as the possibility of troops somehow being required or called upon? You know, maybe the president will call upon them. Maybe the situation all of a sudden unravels so much that we've got a giant regional problem there that it pulls in, you know, our good friend Israel. Does it help touch off more problems in Jordan, which is unstable right now? Does, you know, you got Egypt and Libya around the corner. Lebanon's not doing that great up top, and you got Iran just a hop and a skip away that really, really wants to mix it up with Israel and take greater control in the Mideast. And not even all the Arab world is happy with Iran and their development of nuclear weapons. And so if you stood back from this a little bit, I think the greatest danger to any kind of stability in the Middle East and probably a region farther around that, Western Europe, is Iran's right now developing of nuclear devices and the ability to deliver them via some type of missile or rocket system.
Well, I know that you've been talking to a lot of people. What's the consensus that you're feeling here from your from the electoral group here?
From our people in the district?
About how they feel about Syria. Should we, you know, about going into Syria and bombing it, or whatever the plan is, because I'm still not too sure what the plan is after listening to General Dempsey.
Amongst the people we know, or that are constituents, it has been 99.5% do not do this.
Yeah, I haven't heard too many that said they have. I mean, I understand the part about the morality side of this. But I also know about being sent into places without an end result. And once we get into it, we're into a fight, but we don't know how long it's going to last, and I can give two or three of those. The bottom line is that I would like to hear, and I think this is what everybody would like to hear, is a clear-cut plan about what we plan on achieving with this. And the other side, are we planning on moving Assad out? And then if we do, who's the other side that's going to move in? I mean, people are upset about this.
Well, that's very important. If you were to entertain the thought that we should strike, right, and I'm not saying that, but it's my job also to listen to what the commander-in-chief says. He is the commander-in-chief of
this
country.
Yes, he is.
And his associates that are running our military. It's my job and duty to listen to what they have to say on that and see what it really means. But then ultimately, if I'm to be making a vote on that, we're also listening to our constituents, but also a sense of what's right and wrong, what's workable, and as you said, what is the real plan? Does the plan look like something that would work if we were to support it? So far, I have not seen any element of we're going to shoot some Tomahawk missiles at an undefined target. And, you know, maybe they can't reveal the targets, obviously, on CNN. But they have to give us a sense of, right now, with the Syrians reportedly moving all of their poisonous gas devices into different places, which I guess is smart on them when we keep telegraphing what we're going to do instead of a secret strike or whatever.
We're famous for this. Let's just talk about it for a year and let them move stuff. Yeah.
So where are they putting those? Can our intelligence, as good as it can be, and our satellites and everything else, really know where they are, especially when there's reports that they're embedding these in neighborhoods, civilian areas? And so, well, can you strike that? And do you want to bust open a a giant cache of gas weapons when they're in somebody's neighborhood, then we're basically doing the same thing as whoever's doing the gassing over there. And that brings up another point, too, is that, well, it's Assad. It's Assad.
Is it?
And, you know, I'm not in his fan club by any means, but...
Is it Assad?
Is it the truth? Or is it the rebel groups? Do we really know yet? And that'll be part of what I will be taking with a grain of salt at the confidential hearings confidential briefing we'll be having on the assessment of the Syria situation. You know, is it there? And is it believable of what they're telling us in the Congress about this? Because I'm sorry, but I'm also having to think about things like Benghazi and some of the other things that we have not gotten a straight scoop or direct answers from the administration, from Mrs. Clinton. And, you know, I guess you want to give Mr. Kerry some opportunity in his new role there, but the track record hasn't been good on the people getting the truth or the Congress having to drag this information out in the hearings of the Security Committee and the Ways and Means Committee, all of them that are asking these questions. So it makes for a tough track record to say, okay, well, everything in the past has gone not so well with the truth, with information, with, you know, if we're
transparency
as the branch of government, okay, are we going to be in partnership with this White House when we can't get the right information in the past and expect today that when there's no evidence of a plan that really works, that we're just going to jump in with this? So, you know, I'm predisposed to not having a lot of confidence that this is the right thing. But, you know, as an elected representative
you
in this case,
listen.
It's my job to listen and pay attention to the briefing there and make a ultimate decision.
Right. Congressman, we've got to take a quick break here. We have people lined up to ask you some questions. You're getting a lot of accolades here in the chat room, including one that says, peace telling Mike from the Cascade says thanks again. And things to say and good for you, Doug. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. I said we have some people on the line. Susan, we'll get to you as soon as we get back from the break. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR 1460, Congressman Doug LaMalfa is our guest.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palo Cedro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we are in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. Three times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have three different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short, but there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The home of good health in Redding for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Redding community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Redding.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Time is 8:24 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Competitive prices, senior and veterans discounts, and locally owned and family operated. Good people there at Shasta Gas Propane. 530-365-3793 at Shasta Gas Propane. Our guest is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Welcome back, Congressman.
Thank you, Carl.
You bet. We've got a caller with a question. Susan, good morning.
Hi, Carol Bott. When I heard that Doug LaMalfa was going to be on the radio, I prepared a statement and a question at the end, and here it is. I am just one citizen among millions that have awakened to this corrupt government and the morally bankrupt people running it. We are aware of the shadow government running our government. We know the president has surrounded himself with truly evil people like George Soros, Valerie Jarrett, and the Muslim Brotherhood. We know our TV news media has been taken over by Media Matters and told what to show and say. We know that Benghazi was never about a video, that the SEAL Team 6 men were murdered in Extortion 17. We know about this insidious Agenda 21 as well as the Muslim Brotherhood's project. And we know that this upcoming war in Syria is not about sarin gas. But there are many not aware of what's going on, and this country is in dire straits for a leader, a hero. It could be you. Step up to the plate, Mr. LaMalfa. Throw a news conference and let the American sheeple hear the truth. Stand up for us and all those that have died for this country to hear the truth. Speak up. Be a hero, not just another rat in the Washington rat nest.
Hey, Susan, you said you had a question for the congressman?
Yeah, I want to know if he can be a hero and speak up for us.
Okay, thanks, Susan. Congressman?
Thank you, Susan, and I really feel and understand and agree with the feeling that the public has out there that their government isn't theirs much anymore, that it does seem to be going in a direction that is certainly against what the founders had in mind, and it's just running rampant on the way it regulates and hurts the people, hurts the ability to make a living, and has a lot of, most of the time, especially when you're talking about environmental issues or the way the government is just coming down on businesses, coming down on families, coming down on our values, and seemingly tools of some of these organizations you talk about, that's out there. And when I walk around the buildings of D.C. there, going to work or to the meetings and things, I just look at the institutions. I walk past the Supreme Court building, and I wonder, how can they rule the way they do on moral issues or on the Obama healthcare takeover? How in the world is that seen as constitutional, as a forced tax increase? I mean, it was the way they dressed it up. So yeah. I feel that, and it's very heavy upon me.
It seems like
I'm not looking for some kind of hero status or whatever. I'm just going to do my job to expose it every day, to work against it, to propose legislation, to speak against it. And part of what we battle is what Susan mentioned a little bit, is that seemingly there's a media out there that only wants to report it one way. They're 24 hours getting it wrong. Heck, little issues around here. I mean, we might say something publicly or not even say it, and it gets reported in the wrong fashion. And then it goes sometimes viral or nationwide, like, well, he or his office said this or said that.
Yeah.
And, it isn't what we said.
No, it's not.
At the meeting where we said the thing. So what I'm getting to is that, yes, this is a very deep burden, and it's heavy upon me that we have to, we're in the throes of trying to save, I think, the shred of what this nation was founded on right now. And it's very difficult because Washington, D.C. is arrayed in the media, in the courts, in the White House, and in the Senate, other than, you know, the handful of patriotic conservative-type members in both houses, we're arrayed against in this thing, and it's very difficult. Does that daunt me? Does it slow me down? No, but you have to look out there at what does come out, and we need the people. The people have to be firmly educated and paying attention with this and saying, is this what it's really all about, or is it just whatever benefits I can extract from government that makes me comfortable for today, because it will not be there in the near future.
No, and, you know, we've got about a minute left before we break. We have people on the line, too, and if you hang on to after the break, you'll be the first one in line here. You know, Congressman, it's unfortunate. It just seems like everything is in a morass there. You know, it's not just our, it's not just internal politics on our national level, but now internationally, the Middle East is in flames. You've got countries not, you know, that have taken steps away from us that have never done that before.
And, well, because they're looking at, when you
yeah,
say morass,
what do we have?
It's, we're talking about here.
And we have 20 seconds
here. A commitment to war, possibly. And any time that you're putting a situation in where you're going to make that grave and very serious decision that may commit troops on the ground, because we have to look at this as an after effect.
Congressman, we have to break right now. Hard break for the news, but we'll be right back after the news with Congressman Doug LaMalfa.
News alert, I'm Lillian Wu. At the G20 summit in Russia, the president continuing to push for military action against Syria.
Assad's regime's brazen use of chemical weapons isn't just a Syrian tragedy. It's a threat to global peace and security.
President not naming the countries who are officially backing a strike. Russian President Vladimir Putin, who met privately with the president today, insisting there's no firm evidence the Assad regime was behind the attack. President Obama saying,
it is possible that after the UN inspector's report, it may be more difficult for Mr. Putin to maintain his current position about the evidence.
President also refusing to say what he would do if Congress doesn't approve a Syria strike. And August unemployment numbers falling to a near five-year low. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Come and get it. This Sunday, Lake Reading Park will again be ablaze as those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys fire up the barbecues for their annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue Feast. You're invited to join 7,000 of your closest friends and neighbors for food, the fun, and plenty of entertainment. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, milk, or coffee. Whether you choose to make this lunch or dinner, eat it there, or use the convenient drive-thru, your participation will support the annual tradition of Rodeo Week activities put on by the Zany Asphalt Cowboys. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. This Sunday, eat a great meal, support a great cause, and make an Asphalt Cowboy a happy guy. Heck, let's make them all happy. Tickets are $7 in advance and can be purchased at Lulu's Restaurant, San Francisco Deli, the Paint Marts in Redding and Anderson, or from any Asphalt Cowboy. $8 the day of the barbecue. It all happens in Lake Reading Park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. this Sunday. Come and get it.
If you're looking for a new home, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. And now through September 30th, we're waiving the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications. To learn more, call or stop by your local North Valley branch or home loan center today. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebaugh. It is 8:32 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. Man's last stronghold at Cypress Square Barbershop. Our guest is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Good morning again, Congressman.
Thank you.
And we have somebody on the line. And good morning. You have a question for the Congressman.
Hi, Congressman.
Good morning.
I was wondering if the question has been asked and answered regarding where Syria may have obtained these weapons of mass destruction, the chemical weapons, because I remember when we were going to go into Iraq, there were some stories about the chemical weapons that Saddam Hussein, the chemical weapons that he had actually had been smuggled into Syria before we, went in to find out what he had, and we kind of turned up empty-handed. And I specifically remember people saying that they thought that they'd been transported into Syria. And I want to know if you know anything about that, and I will hang up and listen. And thanks for doing such a great job. We love
you.
Thanks, Ann. Yeah, this is the part that we've heard for years, is that they transported, because they took such a long time, they transported the chemical weapons of mass destruction into Syria. Is that playing out?
That's likely. Again, I think security briefing was supposed to help confirm that for the information of the Congress here, but it's very likely some of that is Iraqi leftovers.
Yeah.
But we also have Iran that is perfectly happy to be supplying whatever it can in this situation to, and probably has. And then you have to also look up the hill to the Russian bear there, because a lot of this technology and other things are there. They've been not bashful about supplying to the Middle East people that don't like us too. So these are questions that are right at the top of the list that I'm going to confirm here.
Monday
night when we get into DC and take this on.
The question I would like somebody to ask is, what happens if if we go into the strike? What happens when, in retaliation, they go after our Middle Eastern business holdings?
Our important ally like Israel right there, which they already have on their list, right?
And so, they can reach them already.
Yes, they can. And so Israel needs definite 100% signals from the U.S. and actually direct collaboration that we're in this together and we have their back. Because if they don't have that confidence, then Israel has to do things on its own. They have to do it on their own, then they might have to do things sooner than if they know that they have our muscle behind them, whether it's some type of move in Iran. And have we done everything to bring Iran to its knees on with the type of sanctions, or just a flat-out straight blockade of the Strait of Hormuz and all the things that are still at our disposal there with Iran in developing their nuclear weapons? And I keep coming back to that, because that is the bigger, more overarching threat the stability in the Middle East, and even some of our other Arab countries that we sometimes get along with and sometimes don't, they're very worried about it as well, and would likely, if we do it right, be in a coalition with us on the Iran question. That would include the Saudis, who,
They're afraid of the Iranians. The Iranians are the wild card, and you're absolutely right. This whole question of them developing nuclear weapons has just kind of like disappeared off our agenda here. And,
well, I can guarantee it hasn't with the Israelis.
Oh, no. And people need to realize is the Israelis are not going to abdicate. They are not going to leave, and they are not going to be destroyed without taking a whole lot of people with them. And they have the capabilities of doing it, too.
Well, it's their national sovereignty and their right and interest to do what they have to do to secure an already almost unworkable situation. Every time they cooperate or play ball, they give up the Gaza, and before people have even the new organizations or Palestinians that take over in Gaza, before they even unpack their toothbrush, they're launching rockets from the Gaza on Israel. So how do you put any kind of faith or stock in a lot of what goes on here. And we need to have that coming from our own administration and our own people, is that, look, this is why we're doing it, and this is, here's the ironclad reasons why we are. Because, Carl, I think the most grave and important decision that we make, I think I said it already, but is the commitment of our military, and even more so the commitment of our troops on the ground. And putting them in a no-win or a non-defined situation, I just can't abide that. And so, you know, I've talked to veterans, I've talked to the parents of veterans, I've received numerous communications. They say, you know, this is too high of a price and too low of a gain for the interests of our country. And everybody to a person says, we get the humanitarian problem here with the gassing, yeah. But so far we can't even identify, is it rebels, is it really Assad? We don't know. I mean, I guess it'd be great if it wasn't Assad somehow, and we weren't trying to topple a regime per se, but we're actually trying to seek out bad guys on this. And so maybe if we can get our arms around that, we could actually help in that sense, with maybe not necessarily military supplies or definitely not our troops, uh-huh. but aid in some other fashion to bring stability. Because ultimately, stability would be good there. And
of course.
But we have to determine these things.
But, you know, I appreciate what you just said, Doug, and I'll tell you why. Having been put into places where there was no clear exit, and that in one day, literally, we attacked in one direction, and within 2 days, we turned around and attacked in a different direction to our supposed allies, because nobody had an idea what was going on around there.
Great for morale, too.
You know what? I tell you what, it's just, you know, of course, Marines are Marines, and it's like, hey, we'll fight anybody, but let's have some kind of plan here. Hey, we're just going to skip a break we're supposed to be taking. Let's go to the phones. Fred, good morning.
Hello?
Fred?
Yes.
Okay, you're on. You have a question for Congressman LaMalfa.
Yes, I do. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning.
I was watching the news this morning, and they were talking, of course, about this possibility of going into Syria, and that one of the possibilities included air raids with the B-2 stealth bombers and then B-52s. And I just go back to the Vietnam era when our B-52s were shot down by Russian SAMs, and here we are, what, 40 years later, and how many iterations of technological improvements on the SAMs. Our B-52s are going to be like sitting ducks, and if we're going to be hitting their SAM sites, we'll be killing Russians, and there's just unbelievable potential for this to escalate beyond anybody's imagination at this point. And I'll hang up and listen. Thank you, sir.
You know, it's, you know, talking about escalation, are there going to be Russians on the sites and all that? I'm not even sure about that. But an escalation of us going directly in there, that's, you know, you know what? I know you're looking at that. I've got people here on the chat room saying they've called Feinstein's office, and even against overwhelming constituents telling her don't do it, she says she knows better. So, I'm glad that you're saying this, that you're going to listen, that you've listened, you've talked to the people, but you're going to wait until you hear the whole thing. There may be something in that brief that says, uh-oh, that we'll never know about.
There could be, you know, I mean, it's going to be a high bar for me to jump over, look over, however you want to word it, to say that this is a good idea. But yeah. I think it is, you know, I mean, he's the commander-in-chief, and he commands the military. We need to listen. And at this time, you know, I mean, there's a lot of fuss in the press or others saying that, oh, it's just about the president, it's just about this or that. It isn't. When the country is making a major decision like this, if you've got politics on your mind on the thing, and are looking for that nonsense, then I think you're unfit for office. So we have to be able to be at least together enough on making good decisions of something that's grave, because the Middle East is a powder keg, and it isn't just Syria. But how much of this spills over? What if we have a problem? What if we hit these caches of toxic weapons and it blows up all over Damascus or wherever it is?
Yeah.
We're in a way.
The wind shifts. Yeah, the wind shifts. Yeah.
And it's not that far from Israel. I mean, you can go to the Golan Heights, and there's
Syria across the valley over there. And you go down the Jordan River, it's the country of Jordan on the other side of that river. And so Israel's a small place.
I think many people, and we've got other people lined up on the phone, we're getting ready to go to them, but I think people are really having a problem. It's because they've seen what's happened in the past with our president, Obama, and that is this something that's well thought out, or is this something that is just kind of, oh, I didn't say there was a red line. Of course you said it was a red line. And now, after having gotten himself into this, he's pulling Congress into this, and Congress may be the only vote of sanity in this whole, you know, in this whole endeavor.
Well, again, it's not for me to want to sit here at this point and just find ways to criticize the commander-in-chief, okay?
But well, come
know, when it's a red line or it's not a red
yeah.
line, and then they say the world drew the red line, or
yeah.
that Congress,
I mean,
by taking action years and years ago to say that we're against chemical weapons and shifting all that around, you know, it's a little disconcerting because...
And that's the part that's hurting... That's the part that's getting to the people, Congressman, is that... There's changes, and then, you know, and that, well, where is this? Where are we on this? But we have people lined up.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's go to the phones. Dar, good morning.
Good morning.
You have a question for the congressman?
What I'm concerned about is that I don't think that there has been proof of any kind given by our government that Assad was responsible for the gassing of those people. My question, I'm wondering, why would he gas people? Damascus, isn't that the capital? Isn't that where the government is? And I understood it was on the outskirts of Damascus that they were gassed. How would, that was like Reading deciding they're going to gas Calicedro. And I just do not believe that it was him, that it was his government that gassed the people. I think it is the other side that did it. And I don't, I'm completely against any more armaments going to the other side, because it's been stated more than once that Al-Qaeda and the terrorist groups that have attacked our country are in fighting with these rebels. We're just helping them. Look at the mess in Libya. Look at the mess in Egypt now because of our supporting the other side, the Al-Qaeda, the Muslim Brotherhood, and so on.
Okay, well, Darth, thank you.
It's a great point again. Do we really know? And I'm not looking for excuses to somehow make it good for Assad or bad. It's what do we know? And we haven't been made certain enough of that, especially as more reports come out. Are they credible reports or not? And so each Tomahawk missile, I'm told, and I don't know the number for 100%, but I guess they cost $1 or $1.5 million each to shoot.
Something, yeah, it's something like that. I've heard that, yeah, depending on what kind and all this, but yeah.
So if the United States wants to go for a positive in the region for the people that we claim to be trying to help, what if we flew over and dropped $1.5 million of gas masks per Tomahawk we intend to do to help the people of Syria if they're not getting these things? What other humanitarian things could we be doing? Is there vaccines? Is there other medical stuff that, so, if we want to be the right on this thing and help the people who are on the ground that are facing this, what would that look like? This is something we need to talk about, because I don't see a success on the other side. And if it's about helping, then why don't we have that discussion too and see if that's productive or realistic? Because I'm just not seeing the win for the victims of Syria. I'm not seeing that a regime change is going to put a better regime here, because it's basically going to be Al-Qaeda type or Hezbollah type people that are coming in on that. Really?
Yeah.
How's that good?
And, how's that work for us?
We're seeing the pushback in Egypt on that, okay? You had a guy that wasn't great, but, you know, maybe there's an uneasy ability to get some things done in Egypt. They tossed him. The new guy comes in, and the country says, whoa, wait a minute. We don't want the Muslim Brotherhood running this place. So they're pushing back hard on that. And are we going to help aid the same thing in Syria?
Yeah. Okay, another phone call. Henry, good morning. You have a question for Congressman LaMalfa.
Yes, is that me, Carl?
Yep, you're on, Henry. You're live.
Yes, Congressman, I understand that you have the ability, when the vote comes up, to put a rider or a condition on the bill or on the vote. Could you possibly put a condition on that says that every person who votes on that would be put on national TV at taxpayers' expense and how they voted?
I like the idea. They're going to be accountable in their districts when they go home.
You're
going
to have to speak up. I can't hear you.
I don't think you can force somebody on TV in a free First Amendment type country here to account for it. But you could certainly ask them when you see the voting list on that. And I'm not a force people to do stuff type of guy, but that comes from the public. So if you're in a district or you know somebody's in a district and they a vote was cast that is outrageous to them, then they'll be hearing from you. So, and as far as your technical question, as far as putting a rider onto a bill, that goes through a rules committee process, and you have many, many amendments that come up on bills, and some of the bills will have, over 100 amendments on them. And I've had amendments on other legislation in the past, but it does go through. The rules committee has to decide it's relevant, so we'd have to, and that isn't just a stunt or that it's going to be productive overall to the bill. And so, we have to be thoughtful about that. So I wouldn't see that rider as one that would gather that, because there is some kind of First Amendment issues there. But certainly the people's ability to hold the members' votes and publicity on that would immediately follow. I think every member would
I think everybody should be reporting after
that vote what they did and why.
I think the next question should be to everybody on the staffs is real simple. Are you willing to take your all the ones of military age and put them into a fight over in Syria? And ask Diane and the rest of the group that. We've got to take a quick break. Can we come back? Can we address Obamacare for a couple of minutes? And then, of course, the secession of California.
Okay.
All right. We'll be right back. Our guest is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. We've been talking about Syria. We're coming back. We want to talk a little bit about Obamacare and the secession of different counties in the state of California.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. If you bring in your recent eye exam receipt, we'll subtract the cost of your eye exam up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses. Plus, we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer and not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see the store for details. Sight for Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast service and reasonably priced eyewear and veterans discounts are our specialty. At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools, we accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
High school football kicks off this Friday night right here on KCNR 1460. Join me, Nate Abarea, as the Shasta Wolves take on the West Valley Eagles from historic Thompson Field in Reading. Tune your radios to 1460 AM with the hard-hitting action beginning at 7:05. It's the debut of Friday night football, the Shasta Wolves and the West Valley Eagles on Reading's new home for high school football, KCNR 1460, the Pulse of Shasta County.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
down. No, I won't.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Don't back down. Carl and Linda Bott here. Our guest is Congressman Doug LaMalfa.
That's our theme song, man.
Yeah, well, you know what? We've been playing that for going on 4 years. And, you know, you have to take a stand. And Congressman LaMalfa, it sounds to me, Doug, like you're taking that stand. And you're listening to the people out here. I realize you haven't made up your mind yet, and you've said that. Because there's other things to listen to, but...
I travel the district a lot. You know, we're up at the fair, or even went out to a little show last night. And, you know, when people, they're very respectful about it. But they come up to you and say, hey, could I just, real quick, on this Syria thing, don't do it. You know, one was a dad who is in his 40s. He had giant problems with the VA, and I'm glad our office was able to help him with
that. Yeah, and I know who you're talking about, and your office saved him. So, thank you.
But his son is over, or would be deployed in this possible situation, and he just, you know, he almost had tears in his eyes.
And he appreciates.
We can't do this lightly, and so it's my job is to look at everything. But I've already said that, and we'll.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the bar raised high enough.
Well, I expect that when something happens that we don't have to keep this till just one day. You can give us a quick call and say, hey, look, this is what's going on with it. We'd sure appreciate that. Doug, we've got like 5 minutes left. I want to address two things. Is the latest on Obamacare, is it going to be funded, defunded? Is it just as big a mess as we think?
Well, first of all, it's a law that was enacted and is taking place. And you have to look at, is there the votes or the signature to repeal parts of the law? It's going to come down unless we're able to find ways to delay it or defund it. You know, the president himself, we passed two bills in the House, one that the president kind of didn't like and one he really didn't like. One was to delay on the mandate of employers to provide this by January 1, 2014. He didn't really like that because he wanted to do it by executive power himself. Well, hey, it's a law. So we agreed with that we shouldn't have this and that a delay is better than nothing. So we codified that with a bill. We also did an additional companion bill that says we should have the delay for an additional year for everybody else, for families, for individuals that have to buy their own, because this thing is not going to work.
Absolutely.
So, again, is it like partisan stuff? We want the president to fail? No, the plan is going to fail. It's the thing that's guaranteed so far is everybody's costs are going up. And for those that might see a temporary cut, it's only because the costs have gone up dramatically for everybody across the country. So it's not affordable. It's going to make worse care. Doctors are retiring. You have less choices. The innovation that this country's provided is going to be almost squashed because there's no living in it. And when you go to any doctor's office's parking lot, or the hospital, the place is always full. Healthcare should be a growth industry. We got the baby boomers. We got, you know, all that. It should be a growth thing. We should be having innovation. And this is just going to squash that, so it can't work. Can we defund it? That means different things, because people say ultimately government shutdown. Well, government shutdown now gives president and executive powers to decide which employees are essential or non-essential, and he will put right back into place the ones that he says are essential, which is going to be the Obamacare navigators or implementers. So we're going to have more control over this by being a little more thoughtful about it. And I don't know that the word shutdown is the right thing. It's just more leverage. Find the leverage we have and not fund it. We already didn't fund $2 billion they wanted in the spring through the CR, and that made them squawk and whine about it. But, you know, so we're going to use every measure, because what people need to understand, myself and my colleagues, do not want this to happen either, and we'll use every measure that works and the leverage we have to accomplish that. So be confident. Yeah. Don't get on all the blogs and all the Twitters and all that stuff saying, oh, they're going to sell out, or the speaker's doing this, doing that. The speaker is not there either. We want to try and get a handle on this thing and not have it come down and implement. So please trust our judgment on this and our ability to do what we can with a bad situation.
Okay. Now, and we've had insurance, experts in here and doctors in here, and not one of them has said this thing is a good idea. Okay, the last question with 2 minutes left to go, the withdrawal of counties from, they pointed out to me, it's not secession, they are not rebels. They want to withdraw from the government of California. And it's in Siskiyou County, the board of supervisors up there, as you know, 4-1 voted yeah, we want to withdraw from the state of California. What do you, this movement seems to be getting a lot of press, but it's based on the fact is they don't feel like they're represented. What's your thoughts on this?
I hope they feel represented here locally, but we work really hard up there.
Well,
but,
they're talking about, yeah, they're talking about California. I mean, yeah, our I guys, it's not our guys. We believe in them. It's the rest of them.
Yeah, it's, you know, they definitely have that. Look, Carl, I had the t-shirt back in the 80s, okay, that had the northern counties forming North California. And if you look at my bio, it usually says not just California, but North California on that.
Uh-huh.
I've had the state of Jefferson resident license plate framed for, I think, 12 years on
my
car now.
We got less than a minute, too, Congressman.
Okay, so this needs to come from the people. It shouldn't come top down from what a congressman says or a legislator should say. It needs to be a drive by the people because it hasn't been there quite yet. With outrageous things the state legislature is doing to, and this is where it really starts, is at that state legislature level. You know, California. These people are not really leaving California. California left them a long time ago. And
yeah.
When I see what they're doing, I think of the words of, when in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bonds which have connected them with another, et cetera, et cetera.
Right. We've got to run, Congressman. You know what?
They're assuming that, and, you know, who am I to try and get in the way of that? I like it.
Congressman, thank you so much for being with us today and your forthright answers. We'll see. We'll be have you on again very soon. We've got a break for the news here, and we come back with Outside the Wire. Let's go to Fox News.
Commander-in-Chief says he's not surprised.
I was elected to end wars, not start them.
Speaking at the end of the G20 summit in Russia as a countdown begins to a vote in the full Senate. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
The president says he knew convincing Congress to support military action would be a heavy lift, and with public opinion running against, the president plans an address to the nation Tuesday night. But he's not predicting a sea change.
It's conceivable that at the end of the day, I don't persuade a majority of the American people that it's the right thing to do.
And asked if he would act even if Congress votes no, the president was evasive.
You're not getting a direct response.
A senior House Republican official frets that the president's Tuesday night address might be too late, saying this was a critical week to win over public and congressional support. Lisa?
Mike, President Obama did meet one-on-one with Russia's president, who says he'll still support the